Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics and ancient healing arts to develop my own system that has produced medical miracles for hundreds of people. Discover how you can protect your energy when working with others as a healer or coach with safe healing at scientifichealer.com. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Aaron Smilkstein onto the show. Many of my listeners are healers, coaches, authors, and speakers, and they primarily work offline. And I know this from my own practice that one of the most time-consuming tasks that we have as business people is finding and reaching out to our ideal clients and showing them that we have what they've been looking for. Much of normal business growth involves networking locally, speaking, going from place to place, and this can be exhausting and draining. And we think to ourselves, because we've seen it over and over, oh, online's a possibility. There's less travel involved. I can sit at home and find clients. And then when you get on and find out that one of the main issues is that you're not technically adept enough, and there's an overwhelming amount of conflicting information to navigate through, even if you are good on the computer. Erin has a proven system for helping you do just that. And she didn't always do customer acquisition and online marketing. In fact, she has a master's in education. And when I met her, she was just starting out in this business. And I'll let Erin tell you that story because it's pretty interesting. I read it on her website. I invited her onto the show to help you, the listeners, move into a year of abundance by finding out how to find your ideal clients the easiest and most straightforward way possible. And I just want to let you know that Erin helped me get 4,700 views on just one YouTube video alone. This is a huge accomplishment because so few of them even get over 100 views. What would that do for your business? Welcome to the show, Erin. I can't wait for us to talk about this important topic, creating more abundance by speaking only to our most ideal and matched clients.
Thank you so much, Anastasia.
Yeah, most of us have transitioned from one career to another, often in extremely differing areas, sometimes diametrically opposed to one another. I started out in physics and chemistry and now do healing. And often we weave what we did before into what we do now. Erin, could you tell the listeners what you did before and how you made this transition?
Yes, yeah. You said you read it on my website, and it just makes me laugh because I'm like, it's true. This is how I started. But long ago in another life, I was an educational therapist. So I was one-on-one with kids with learning disabilities, and it was good. I liked it a lot. I would go to clients' houses, work with students, and before I had kids and all of that nonsense that goes with it, or wonderful stuff, depending how you look at it, I was able to go into my clients until like 9 at night, or get home 9 at night, or like, do anything I needed to do after school hours. It was fine. And then I found out I was not just pregnant, which, you know, was very exciting, but I was having twins. And suddenly that my model that I'd used for years and years of kind of word of mouth and going around the clients' houses just wasn't going to work anymore. And it was complicated because I was considered a very high-risk pregnancy, and I was on bed rest for 8 weeks, and there became a time, like, I think it was probably 7 months, maybe even 6 months I was pregnant, and I couldn't get the seatbelt around me anymore because I was so huge. I'm like, okay, I clearly can't drive to kids' houses anymore and do this. I'm just waddling around. So what I had to do is figure out how I could continue doing things that I love and have time to see my kids. So I started doing all sorts of research, trying to figure out what it was I could do. But I knew for a fact I wanted to do something online. That was it. So I started looking at things like affiliate marketing. Like, no, that's not quite for me. I don't really want to do, like just go and say, hey, sign up with my link. That wasn't quite what I wanted. I looked at a bunch of different things. I can even like make mobile websites. You know, the ones that pop up on your phone that say like, warning, you have a virus on your phone. So, I can make those, which is kind of scary, and I can drive mobile traffic to them. But that just, it felt so icky, and I'm like, I can't do this. So I finally found video marketing. And what happened with that is it just kind of, sounds like things do where it just evolved. So I started with video marketing going, wait a second, like I can take these videos. And then I learned how to do a ton of keyword research and really focus it in so that get the video, like we did with yours, and then get it to rank on Google so that people find it easily. And then that turned into, okay, how else can I help people? And it was nice coming from this education background because I took that and I completely combined it with this online thing. And I realized like, what people need when they start looking at this marketing and this online, this whole world of like gaining clients online and using online to build their business is there's plenty of information, like you said, about what they should do, you know, the big should. There's very little on how. And I said, that's what I want because there's too many just brilliant people coming to me. Like you said, the healers and coaches and authors, they're smart people and they just end up feeling just almost completely stupid, you know, and it's just, it's very, it can be very sort of devaluing of your own self-worth if you're like, okay, I know what I should do. 100 people told me what I should do online. I have no idea how.
Yeah, and I followed.
That's what I'm focused on.
Yeah, and I followed a lot of that advice. You know, I'm really computer adept, and I followed a lot of that advice, and I did blogging and I did videos and I did all kinds of stuff, but I just didn't seem to be able to get the traction until you did some of the fine tuning that I didn't know how to do. And it's really too much. We should really stay in our zone of genius. It's really too much. And I'm a firm believer in finding someone who knows how to do it, which is why I connected with you in the first place. And uh-huh. Right? And so the online world is so different from offline, especially if all you do is write, because really communication is only 7% the words, and all you get online is the words if it's written. Really, right? So communication is only 7% words. And so how do you tell people to get the message out more effectively? I think you mentioned it briefly.
I developed a system, and I just simply call it find them, get them, keep them. And
that's easy.
It is. Find them, get them, keep them. And that's, I wrote a book, the Itty Bitty Prospect to Profit Lead Generation book. It's just how to find your ideal client, get their attention, and keep them coming back. Find them, get them, keep them. So in the find them, it's really how and where do you figure out where your people are hanging out online. And you could say Facebook, but you know, people say, well, they're on Facebook, and then they leave it at that. And you go, okay, where? Like, there's a billion people on Facebook. I don't need to talk to a billion people. A lot of those people don't need to talk to me. How do I figure out who to talk to? And that's what I walk people through. It's like, okay, I'm going to use, I focus on three, and people say, well, what about LinkedIn? What about Instagram? What about those? I go, you know what? I had to focus somewhere, too. I don't want people to think they have to, because a lot of times they start to go, well, okay, great. I'm going to need a LinkedIn account and an Instagram and a Twitter and a Facebook and da 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 da. And they do all this stuff and then they look at it and go, ah, and they get nothing done. So I said, let's just focus on the three biggies, Google, YouTube, and Facebook. And I tell people you need video even if you're somebody going, no, I will never be on film. I'm going to go, I don't care.
Yeah, get over it.
How to get you comfortable with that, and that's what I teach in a two-day seminar, and it's not even just how to do videos, it's simple steps to do, start leveraging it so that the video is working for you, because people say, like, okay, great, I made a video, now what? Like, what am I supposed to do with this thing? And that's where I'm you how to actually use a video to get yourself in front of more people and get more targeted people coming back to you. Because that's what we need. And it's so simple. And I wrote out, it's even, I made a 3-month plan and a 60-minute plan to do every day. And people at the seminar, I said, follow this. This is what you can do. And in the room, I'm not kidding, this happened last week. In the room, somebody did the activity. She looked at her screen. She got up. She went out in the hall and came back 10 minutes later with her phone in her hand and said, I just booked a gig. And we're like, what? She goes, yeah, I just did what you told me to. And somebody said, okay, we need to talk. And she booked a gig in the room. And I'm like, see? It works. You just need a simple way to connect with people and the right people. And that's what this is. It's just like, it's easy steps. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you to go talk to 100 people today. You're going to talk to 5. And then 5 tomorrow. And 5 the next day. And there's a whole system about circling back to them and what to say and how to say it and have them find you and you find them, and then you're matched up, and now you have this brand new flow of customers and clients coming to you and finding you, and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. So I guess like the underlying thing is I want people to just have that feeling like, oh, I can do this. I can do this too.
Exactly right. And you know, it's true. You really only need to talk physically with 5 people a day, because 1 or 2 might sign up to work with you as, you know, a coach or a healer or a client of some sort, or even buy your book. And then, as one marketer said, who likes to buy bananas? And then he says it's gorillas. So gorillas like bananas. So if the gorilla comes over and finds you have a really good banana, he'll tell all of the other gorillas. And so it's word of mouth marketing. It's just like, you know, what social media has done. It's kind of crowd. You know, you get one person who's a blabbermouth and they tell everybody, and you can create a steady business that way.
You know, there's that barrier of like, well, how do I get people to know me? And so we work that in there. Well, it's what I call the marketing trifecta. There's 3 pieces. They have to know you, like you, and trust you. And they're going to get to know you through your videos and your messages and seeing you consistently. They're going to like you because your message is clear and strong, and you help them get to trust you through your results you get. And
exactly.
They can connect with you. And not just the words, but that's why the video helps. Because now there's a person speaking to them. And if you are as natural as you can be, they're going to be like, oh, by the time they talk to you, they feel like they already know you. And like that buy, that it almost is like they already knew they were going to buy before they talked to you. Because you were out there and easy for them to see.
Exactly right. And some people, I know I've talked to people who said, oh, I don't want to be on video, and they're like really nervous to see themselves. But I think most people don't realize that we're just, you know, you are accepted the way you are. And when people listen to you, what they see is your energy and not how you actually look, you know?
Yeah. I started a whole movement for women, marketing without makeup, like, just get your message out there. Don't worry too much, because you are a person and people like to connect with people.
Exactly.
And, you know, unless you're like Coca-Cola or something, or you're trying to, you know, brand like one particular thing and mass market it to billions of people, you are a person selling to a person.
Yeah, so before we come to the break, I just want to ask a really quick question, is that when someone experiences your work, what's the typical person that comes to you and has got some failure in their customer acquisition system, and what's the end result? In other words, what's a typical before and after?
Oh, I love it. That's a good question. The typical before is they knew they needed a website, so they made it. They went through all the steps they thought they were supposed to, but they never actually had the support that they they needed, for somebody to look at it and say, okay, this is what's working and this what's not. So a lot of times we go and we tweak what they already have. So probably a lot of your listeners have tried Facebook ads and said, forget it, that doesn't work, without actually realizing there was things in their knowledge set that were missing about what was going to make it work. So some of it's a lot of fine-tuning. Some of it is starting way at the beginning and just saying, listen, we got to get your message straight so that now you know who you're talking to and what you're going to say. And then they can go from there.
Awesome. I want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Today, my special guest is Erin Smilkstein. When we return after the break, we'll dive deeper into her process and show how it can work for you.
Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Choplis, the Scientific Healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details.
Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for opening up your intuition and inner guidance system. Go to scientifichealer.com to download your tips on how to protect your energy while working with others. Before the break, we were talking to Erin Smilkstein and the way to acquire your ideal customers online. Whether you are a coach, healer, author, or a speaker, to help you create an abundant life this year. I'm sure by now you're wondering whether this is something you should even think about or consider. Let's continue this conversation. Welcome back, Erin.
Thank you.
So many coaches, healers, authors, and speakers expend so much energy finding their clients. And what I like to tell people is that you're not trying to turn no's into yeses. You're just trying to find the yeses and separate them from the no's. So can you talk about a case or two that you've had where you've completely, like, we're getting specific now. Before you talked about, well, they've been told they need a website, they need a book and all of that, but none of that is organized. So can you talk about a case or two where you completely transformed their business?
Yeah. One client I had was a local business and they worked in and around the San Diego area, actually doing air conditioning. So I worked closely with the person in charge of marketing and outreach, and she knew, again, that she was supposed to do video, and so she had made them, but was realizing they weren't doing anything for her. But she diligently made them, so we were just able to go back and get those boosted up so that people were actually watching them. We started figuring out who and what, which people were watching them and what they were most attracted to. And she, every week we called, she's like, I can't do anymore because we are so busy. She goes, we are booked out 3 months in advance. We've never been this busy. And I'm like, great, then it's working. And
right.
That was pretty fun. Yeah.
I know, and it's that optimization that you do on the video. So it's not just enough to do a really good video, because you can have a beautiful video that looks all professional and all of that, but if nobody's looking at it and it's not driving traffic to bring them to you so you can heal them and make them feel better or improve their lives in some way, and then you've just done all that work for nothing.
Hired a company and was doing the stuff, but we went and looked in their back office and was like, okay, so she was paying $500 a month to have somebody maintain her website. And I said, okay, but only 11 people are going through it a day. And I'm like, which is fine. Like, you could pay $500 a month and have 11 people going through it a day. However, she had 100% bounce rate, which means 100% of the people who looked at her site each day, whether it was 11 or 47, whatever the number was, would leave right away. So we did an overhaul without actually making her go and redo the website. We simply went through it, found all the mistakes, and changed it. And she said, oh my gosh, that changed everything. And she said, I paid this company $500 a month. They never saw that. They never figured it out. She was, Erin, you just changed my life. And she was like, I can't even believe it. And then we got her started with the online marketing and reaching out to people. And she felt absolutely goofy on video, but she trusted me, and she did them. And they continued working for her. Like, now people were seeing her and talking to her. And so, you know, it's fun to get these messages like, someone else just saw it, and they messaged me. What do I do? Like, okay, deep breath. And then help her figure out how to talk to them to start the conversation. So now she has a brand new way to find more clients.
Yeah, without having to run around to, you know, 10 networking meetings a week.
No.
Just to, you know, and then you reach only like 10 or 20 people in each of those, and one of them might connect with her. It's really tiring to do that.
It is, and, you know, you do that, and sometimes you're like, oh, there's another month, there's another, you know, $100, $200, $300 in, like, meals or whatever the fees were, and I just feel like I'm getting nowhere. So this is now allowing people to come up to her, you know, virtually come up to her.
Right.
So reaching out, but also just recognizing that this is still a numbers game. I mean, that's why companies who can spend $500,000 or $1 million a month on marketing clearly have more visibility than somebody who can only spend $5. But we are going to use our time wisely and use our $5 very well and use a lot of free resources, which I have access to get you the most out of that. So you're putting your time in and getting the returns you want because you're doing it smartly.
Yeah. So we talked about like some of the biggest obstacles. What are some of the biggest stumbling blocks that, you know, even after working with somebody, you might get resistance or problems? What are some of the biggest stumbling blocks that people run across?
The first one is accepting that what you do is not for everybody. Because, and even narrowing it down a little more, and there's that fear, like, well, if I narrow it down so much, I'm going to cut people out. And I say, no, you're not. They're going to find you anyway. If you're a tutoring business, let's say. I worked with somebody last weekend. She has a tutoring business. She says, well, I don't want to say it's only for, you know, these kind of students, because I want to make sure that they know that we don't just work with students who are, like, on the honor roll and trying to do better. We also work with lower students. I'm like, but they're going to come to you anyway. You're not going to go, oh, she's not for them, not for me. But think about who you really, really, really work best with, and the other ones are going to find you. So that's the first one. And then the second one is just trusting that if you do a little bit each day, that's all this stuff and you try to front load it so much where, like, you get your motivation and you're going to go do this for 3 days, and after 3 days you're thinking, there's no way I can ever do this again, and you stop doing it. So just slowing down. Like, it's so much better if you let this stuff work each day than trying to, like, dump it all into the online world at once.
I
those are probably the two biggest ones.
Yeah, those sound like really common problems. And even I've done things like, oh, today is my call day, and by the end of the day, I'm so wiped out. But if I just say between the hours of 9 and 10, I'll do two or three calls, then I don't feel so overwhelmed. So you're absolutely right. That contact thing and all of that. Because we get desperate, we don't realize that we don't have to do it that way.
and then, you know, I show people a lot of easy systems and free resources they can use. Like, here, just keep these in your back pocket, because not every day you're going to feel like being creative and, you know, coming up with something brand new that no one's ever seen before. I'm like, it's okay. Here, use these, because done is better than not done.
Well, it's true, and you can also recycle your old content. I have like 5 years of blog posts and 4 years of radio shows, and I recycle them because the people that saw them 4 years ago, you know, won't be looking at them now. So then you re-advertise. You don't have to use brand new content every time. I know that we might get bored with it, but other people aren't.
There's a way to use other people's content.
That's correct.
And still use what's out there and use what's valuable, but use it in a way that it brings them back to you. Because you're now the authority because you know this stuff that they didn't know without having to write it all yourself. So there's just a lot of ways to condense and sort of expedite the process so that you do it instead of not do it. And that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so those were the two obstacles. What's the biggest lesson you want people to learn? And give us a tip or two for people to just try out and see if it would help them.
Okay. The biggest lesson is that your people are out there and they are waiting for you. And that it doesn't matter how many people do what you do, you can speak to the people who are waiting just for you. I think that's really important. So, you know, either saying, I can't find anybody, there's no one out there. They are. They really are. And
it's interesting, you know, me being in this healing realm, if I go to a room and there's a few healers in the room, some of them almost feel like they're, if you're in the room, you're going to be taking away their clients that are for them. But that's simply not true. There are clients that are ideal for you. I stood in front of a group of 400 people last week, and there were several healers, and I did a 30-second thing, and I barely said anything, and I sat down, and one lady rushed up to me, and she shoved a piece of paper in my hand, and she says, I absolutely have to talk to you. And she basically hired me on the spot just because she felt my energy, and she knew that I was the right one, even though all of them had something to say. So that's a really important lesson for people to know. Like, if you're a healer, you're not competing with anybody. You are just you.
Yeah, and I had someone tell me that last Sunday. She said, oh, well, you know, it's already out there. Someone's already done that. I'm like, yeah, do you think, like guest jeans went, oh, no, Wrangler already made jeans. We're not going to. Forget it. There's already jeans in the world. I'm going to try. I'm like, no. You go and you put yourself, your spin, what you do, just a little bit different, and it works.
Yeah.
Because it's you, so don't start telling yourself, oh, no, can't do that, already done.
Yeah, there's only the diet books have already been done. There's no point writing a new one. And you know, it's like my shelf is full of all kinds of books on healing, health, science, and I have dozens and dozens of them, and I will still continue to buy them. So keep putting your stuff out there,
that's
people.
That's really right there. That's a perfect example. Like, there's something new, and there's something that can come out, and it's maybe a good tip is if it's been done before, that's actually a really good sign. Well, if it's been done and it's sold, people are interested in it.
Well, let's just say if you go on Google and you put in the right words and there's a bazillion people searching for it, your clients, your ideal clients are amongst those people searching.
Yes,
so I'd love for people to connect with you, Erin. So for people to connect with Erin, to be able to discover more about her amazing programs, is to go to scientifichealingradio.com/Erin. She spells her name E-R-I-N. So it's scientifichealingradio.com/Erin. And she's got a talk coming up on President's Day weekend. You'll find out about that there. And she also has an event for you to learn how to market in June. It's a 2-day event. So
yep, the second lead gen weekend, the 2017 lead gen weekend.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. You know, it's just like she was describing earlier. She just gives you some tips of what to do every day to really bring in your ideal client, because we all want to build our healing and coaching businesses so we can also live an abundant life as we teach others to do the same. So thank you for being on the show, Erin. It's been a total delight.
Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Yeah. So thank you for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guest, Erin Smilkstein. You can connect with her at scientifichealingradio.com/Erin, E-R-I-N. Let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free tips for protecting your energy when you are healing or working with your clients. This is Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.